Hey, everybody. Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm really excited. This is the 52nd episode of the podcast, so I've made it a full year recording, which is very exciting for me. When I first started out on this process, I wasn't sure if I'd make it 1 week, 2 weeks, 10 weeks, and so I'm pretty excited that I've really found a lot of value in recording the podcast. I hope you're finding value in listening to it, but it's been a real changer for me in how I approach my creativity and my photography, because it's really kind of forced me to think about how I go about doing what I'm doing and what kind of things really matter to me in my photography. It's been a great experience. I'm looking forward to continuing it on in the future, but I just want to give a little shout out there to celebrate the 1 year birthday party. I think tonight maybe I'll make a little cake and put a little microphone on top of it. So that'll be exciting. I also have some other really exciting news I wanted to share. So I've been going to Photoshop World for a number of years, and this year I've been selected as an instructor. And I'm really excited about having the opportunity to be down there with some of the great instructors and great photographers: Jay Mazel, Joe McNally, Brian Hughes from Adobe, Julian Cost, who's taught me more about Lightroom and Photoshop than just about anybody. So I'm so excited to be down there and be able to teach. I'm teaching 4 classes down there. I'm actually doing a 5-hour pre-conference on the day before the conference starts on editing and creating your work for portfolio, which is going to be a great class. I'm going to have people come together. We're going to spend about an hour talking about vocabulary and meaning and some literacy concepts. And then everybody who's participating in the pre-conference, we're going to go through and actually edit and sequence a body of work for them. It's going to be a great time to really hone the skills, see what the experience looks like, and we're going to be actually training and learning by actually doing, which I think will be a really great time. There's also 3 other classes. I'm doing one on Lightroom sharpening and how to get the best sharpening, noise reduction through Lightroom. An advanced Lightroom class covering things like soft proofing and snapshots and using the history panel and things like that. And then finally, I'm doing 4 steps to more meaningful work. So if you have a chance to come down to Las Vegas in the heat of July, yes, the hottest time of year, it'd be great to see you there. I think it'd be a lot of fun to meet people, talk about photography, talk about creativity. It'd be a wonderful time. The conference is July 17th through 19th. It's at the Mandalay Bay, and you can find more information up at photoshopworld.com. Like I said, I'd love to see you there. So, been doing this for about a year. I was trying to really think about what I wanted to talk about kind of in a summation for the end of the year and kind of talk about, you know, some of the things I've learned, some of the things I think are coming up in my own photography, and kind of some of the things I'm going to focus on more for next year that I had intended to focus on for this year. One of the first things I learned is that recording audio is harder than I thought. I thought you just get a microphone, stick it in and record, and it's a bigger challenge. It actually requires some practice. You learn pretty quickly what weird things you do in your own speech pattern that you either have to re-record or edit out. And in a lot of ways, that's like photography. It requires practice. It's not just something you jump into, you instantly do. And when I got going, I was trying to find what was the right equipment, what was the right software to record with, how did I do all of that. And ultimately, I think just like with photography, it ended up the gear I had was more than sufficient for what I needed. And it was really about focusing in on trying to create meaningful content every week rather than trying to find equipment to supplant a deficiency I was feeling, whether it be in my own voice or whatever. The issues around photography were so similar as I was thinking about them over the past year, because I've been needing to upgrade my camera and replace my camera. It's got some little quirks that are coming out. It's about 8 years old, but that's been going on for over a year. And one of the things I've been really thinking about is, what do we look at when we're thinking about buying a new camera? Unless it's physically dead and it needs to be replaced, it's really easy to get online and read about all these new features about what new cameras have, what do they do, and you start to think about, well, really, I want my next camera to have more frames per second. I want it to have more megapixels. I want it to have dual card slots. I want it to have greater dynamic range. We think about all these things that the camera could have that somehow would make us a better photographer. Now, in certain cases, it might be because you're a sports photographer, more frames per second does mean something. But I think for most of us, we're asking the wrong question there. So just like when I was starting the podcast and I was asking the wrong question about what makes the podcast better, what makes the podcast better is better content, not necessarily a better microphone. In photography, I think the question shouldn't be, what do I need for my camera? It's, what do I want my next image to be? And thinking about the image that you're trying to capture. From that, that will dictate ultimately what your camera should be and what your equipment should be. Because if what you want to create is a Civil War era looking photograph, you're going to need a large format camera and do wet plate work. If you're looking for super high speed capture, you're going to need a high speed camera. If you're looking to incorporate video, you're going to need a video camera. So thinking about what you want that next image to be is a lot more important than going up and just surfing for new features and new options that are coming out in cameras. That's a marketing department's job. I would encourage people to think about changing their questions they're asking when they're thinking about cameras and gear, because for me, that's really what I realized with the struggle was thinking about my new camera. It was always about, well, which feature set do I want? How many megapixels do I want? And really what I need to be thinking about is what sort of images am I capturing? What sort of stories am I trying to tell? And which camera is more suited for that? Because it might be I need a smaller camera, or I need a camera with a different lens or something like that, because it's about the story and the purpose that I'm attempting to tell. And I think that's a really important element that I've really learned over the last year, focusing mostly on what the output should be, not what the input should be. So what is that image? I think that goes to then deciding on if you're going to need a printer, if you're going to need monitors, if you're going to need whatever, however you're going to display it. Are you looking for gallery or magazine? All those outputs ultimately dictate some of that. I also think it's one of the things that I've seen a lot online about people complaining and arguing and whining about sponsorship and, oh, these photographers are better than me because Canon pays them or Nikon gives them gear or whatever. What's interesting about most of those photographers is it's hard work. It's the hard work that got them to that point. And I think a lot of us want to jump ahead and not put in the work and put in the effort. We'd rather do something else. And that's okay. It's okay to do other things. It's okay to focus on other priorities. But the jealousy that comes up from with somebody else being given something, I think, is misplaced as well. Just like focusing on features over outcome and product. I think one of the things to focus on is really where and what hard work can you do to improve your skill set and setting those goals for the coming year. What can you do in the next year to really improve your craft, to really improve your skills? Is it printing more? Is it actually learning a specific technique? Is it doing something other than just tinkering and playing? You know, creating two or three panoramas is kind of plain, but if you really love panoramas and want to get good at it, you have to get purposeful and intentional about that. And setting up a system that allows you to really get good at that could be one of your goals for the year. I think one of the other things to focus on is why you do what you do, in addition to just how you do it. But that why. Why are you creating certain types of work? Is it just because that's what you think you're supposed to do? Is it because you feel obligated to create that? Or is there really a connection for you to that work? And if it's not a connection, what's the fear and risk you're taking from not jumping forward in the coming year to really create something meaningful and something passionate? I've really had that struggle a lot because as I've made the transition to a full-time photographer, I've really had to think about what matters to me as a person who's now living in photography. Because I love teaching, I love taking photographs, I love sharing work, I love creating work that is really about me and my artistic vision. And that's really shaped a lot of the type of work I think about doing. It shapes the priorities of how I'm doing things, but I've really had to think about that and really focus in on what actually matters. If you don't get that, I think it's really easy to just kind of wander around the field, kind of like a cow in a pasture, and not really have that focus you need. So getting some clarity around that. So all of that being said, I think one of the things I'm thinking about for the next year, not just for the podcast, but for my own creative life, is really getting some clarity around what are the specific things I want to accomplish? What are those specific goals, and getting those written down and devising a plan to accomplish? It's so easy to just have everything kind of float around and not actually move forward. For me, I really want to focus in on finding the creative spark in my own work and go back and revisit that well over and over again. Go back and look at old work, find experiences, find places, find processes that really matter. I have a huge creative energy when I'm around other creative people. Like I said, I have a wonderful creative partner, Lori. And when we're working together, I do find there's a much more creative space there. Getting around that energy, I think, is one of my priorities. For the podcast, I really want to focus more on interviews. I loved interviewing people and I love talking to people. And it was something I would have intended to do last year, which I plan on having more of this year, is interviewing other creatives and other photographers and other writers and really seeing how they live and experience a creative life. I think that will be something that will be hugely instrumental in shaping my own creative process moving forward. As the year's kind of coming to a close, like I said, I've had some really interesting experiences in thinking about what I've been doing with the podcast and how it's related to my photography, and really realizing that oftentimes I've been asking myself the wrong question around whether it's gear, whether it's process. And what I really need to focus on is the right questions to really get to the place I want to go. Really, what do I want my next image to be? How do I want my images to be perceived and understood? How do I want to maximize my creativity? and starting every day off and every project off with that notion, I think will be something that can really help move my own work forward. And hopefully if you sit down and do a similar exercise and think about what questions you're asking, and is that actually the real question you want to be asking? And is that giving you the answer you actually need? Would be a great exercise. Don't forget, if you're looking for some great training for photography and Photoshop and Lightroom, I'd love to see you down in Las Vegas in July. You can also always find us up on the website at any time at www.theperceptivephotographer.com, or you can always subscribe to us on iTunes. I hope you have a great week behind the camera, and I look forward to seeing you all next year.